Hi, folks. Greg Batten here, and you are to the portion of the Sound Man Aptitude Test, the SAT, where we're going to explain everything that you just heard. I just took the test myself. I'm sitting here with Mike Grimm, the creator of the SAT, and we're going to go through this so that we get an understanding of what we heard, what was wrong, maybe what wasn't wrong, and how we maybe thought something was wrong and put it in those places. Mike, it's nice to take this test because it really makes us really listen and pay attention to what's being heard by our audience. Sometimes I think maybe we let that go.
I agree, Greg. One of my goals in this program is to emphasize the importance of critical listening skills. I believe that a good sound person possesses a combination of several talents. Some are natural, some can be developed, but none are more important than the ability to listen critically. By the way, did you notice how much harder you had to listen to the instrument identification examples because you could not simply look at a stage to see what was being played?
Mm-hmm.
And how about the questions asking how many vocal parts are being sung?
Right.
Your ears would not be challenged if you could simply look to see how many vocalists are singing.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying sound men should mix with blinders on, although I think in some cases that could be helpful because your sense of vision can be a distraction to your sense of hearing. But I'm just trying to emphasize the importance of attentive listening. My grade school teachers would have a field day with that comment.
Well, let's take a listen to the tracks as we went through them on the test.
Okay.
We'll listen to the question, then I'll give you my answer.
All right.
And then we'll see if I'm right and see if those listening to us are right as well.
Okay. We'll just start with track two.